The Conversation of One. Beloved one, I would speak with you now on the topic of the conversation of one. Now, how does one have conversation with one? There is but one mind. Does it have conversation? Yes, of course it does. It brings forth much of creation, as you have seen, and also much of that which is not created in form, but is created in thought and thought forms, not manifest in what you see to be density. The solar system in which you abide right now was created first in conversation of the One as an idea. The solar system was created in conversation as to how would it be in relationship to all the other solar systems and galaxies in the universe. What would make up this particular solar system? How would a sun, a great star, be birthed? And how would it attract to itself the birthing of the various planets around it? And would there be life on any of the planets or within any of the planets? So there was conversation within the mind of one as to how this would be manifest. And we, as the one, in the council of one, in which you are a part, because there is no separation, thought to bring forth all the galaxies, all the constellations. But in particular, we will speak of this solar system, and this most beautiful star known as your sun, and the most beautiful planet upon which now you reside, called our Holy Mother, the Earth. It was thought to bring forth what you call in a concept an experiment seeded from other constellations. You have heard of the star seeds, yes? You are all star seeds. Every one of the brothers and sisters upon our Holy Mother, the Earth, is a star seed from various constellations with various consciousness, various potentialities. You have seen through what you call linear time the outworking of consciousness of different traits of ones. It is brought to you right now in clarity, the various traits and propensities of various lineages of groupings, and how they view what life is about and how it has to be lived, how it should be lived, how it must be lived. So you have in what you see as a collective consciousness upon planet Earth a melting pot. It is still in the stage of experiment, and there are many of your space brothers in the other constellations who are watching to see how this experiment is going. There are ones of you who volunteer to be part of this experiment, to bring your light, to bring your culture. I will call it culture, but that is not quite the right word, to see how it would all mix. You are watching some of the mixing and non-mixing that is happening right now. Your geopolitical grouping is very much a microcosm of this melting pot. It is a most wonderful gathering of ones of different ethnic backgrounds, different cultures, different generational teachings, a different lineage. You have in this geopolitical grouping the ones who have come from all different places, not only from places on planet Earth, but from other constellations as well, with history embedded in the very cells of the physical body, with history embedded in the subconscious memory. There is much that is being done, generation by generation, to accomplish an integration, and in truth, you are doing very well with it. Although as you will take a slice of time and look at it, you might say, heavens, is there any hope for humankind? Well, yes, there is hope for humankind. You have seen, even in your lifetime, the acceptance. And I will only use a few examples here. There are many more which could be used. Of women, inequality, almost with men, where women have now the right to voice their opinions, to use their own name when they are writing. They do not have to take a pen name that is masculine. They can vote in an election and influence what has been decided. You have come a long way in what is termed the civil rights movement, where in previous times, if one of darker colored skin were to walk down the street with a lighter colored skin person, there would be ostracism and even abuse thrown at them. You have seen now the interracial marriage, where it is not thought to be so strange. It is accepted. You are approaching, as a society, the place where there will be, it has not come yet, but there will be, the acceptance of love in varying forms, whether it is the same sex, gender, marriage, partnership, that will come in time. You are, as a culture, coming, not there yet, but coming to a place of honoring diversity, looking to see the treasure in diversity. For some of you, it is easier to see this because you behold the Christ energy of each person. For others, there is generational teachings of separation and teachings of judgment. But in time, this will change. It has been foreordained by the conversation of one that this will be accomplished at some point in time. The experiment is not finished. It is very much in a process, and in truth, the conversation of one is still conversing with itself to see where this is going to go, because you do not know, I do not know, the one does not know the improv. Only the final goal is known, the final result of the atonement, and that, beloved one, is exciting. The final realization of at-one-ment will come when it is realized by all of the intelligence as they see themselves to be individualized, of all the different constellations and of all the different planets coming to the place of knowing themselves to be Christ energy. Now, can you imagine all the galaxies and all the constellations and all the people, we will call them people, but they take many different forms, coming to the realization of the one mind, the one Christ, in an instant that is within and outside of time? That is why it is so exciting. There will be an ongoingness which continues, and it will be most exciting to see where the realization of the oneness goes after that. The experiment which is happening, the melting pot of all the star siege which you have volunteered to be a part of, is very much in process and very much on track. The final goal of making the melting pot of all the star seeds work is worth it. For as you will gain techniques, stratagems, methods, understanding of how to work with each other in this melting pot, you will be able to extend that then to the other constellations and galaxies and other planets that do have, yes, intelligent life upon them. There will be a time when there will be an understanding and a coming together as one, even with forms, non-forms, thought forms, in a place of realization, the true realization of one. So what you do in your geopolitical grouping here, and what you do in your relationship on Holy Mother Earth is important, and that it is going to expand to teach others, because you will know the techniques, stratagems, and understanding. There are other constellations and other life forms and other intelligence that are yet ignorant of other intelligences, as some of your brothers and sisters here are yet ignorant that there could be intelligent life forms in other places. There are other life forms which are quite arrogant, as some of the brothers and sisters who walk the face of our Holy Mother the Earth are quite arrogant in thinking they are the only ones ever to exist. So there is a bit of work cut out, but the conversation of one is said. Let us have this conversation. Let us see where we go with this. Let us see how all the aspects of the One can come to a place of understanding itself, a tall order for many of the aspects of the One yet see themselves to be separate. However, the conversation of one is ongoing. So be it.